You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us from, I assume, the capital, Ponique, Wellington, we have Lucy, also known as aka Mercury Fong, coming on for a chat about their latest video for their track Heaving, which came out earlier this year on their album archive for Humble Stones. Good morning to you, Lucy. How are we doing?
Kia ora, Zach. I'm really good. Yeah.
I'm very glad to hear. I'm very, very happy to have you, man. I was doing a bit of trawling online, and I found that you used to be a digital effects artist at Weta Digital. That's very dope. You worked on The Hobbit, Battle of Five Armies. What's it like, working on a momentous project like that? I imagine it's quite intense. There's like 10 people to report to every day. What's the vibe?
that was a past life of mine. It was pretty cool. A really like nerdy job at the end of the day, like working in a dark building for like 12 hours a day with a whole bunch of other nerds.
12 hours a day? I do. Yeah, crunch time. It's a bit of a crunch. Yeah. Do you still revisit like digital FX sort of artistry much?
Not really. So the video for Heaving is probably the first video related thing I've done since I left Weta, I edited the whole thing myself and got support from my friend Ted, who filmed it, and did a great job, I thought. This has kind of been like a return to, or like a brush up on my old skills that I've kind of like locked away for the last 10 years, yeah.
Oh, it's such a cool skill set to have, man. It's such a cool skill set to have. I was wondering, actually, the album Archive for Humble Stones, which Heaving comes from, the album cover is very captivating. It's very abstract. I can't really see. I don't really know what the subject matter is. It's layered with rich texture and contrasts. It looks like someone dissolved an image in acid. What is the original picture on the album? And did you use your digital artistry to make all the effects and so on and so forth?
That's such a good question. My other good friend Sorawit, he's a visual artist, and I asked him to make an album cover design for me, and what they did was interestingly that create some sort of equalizer out of one of the songs that I made, and then kind of overlaid it against other textures. Very cool and beyond my own capabilities, I have to say. But
that's incredible. That's so cool. Is this Sorawit Song Satire?
Yeah.
I've seen their name around the place a few times.
So they're pretty an amazing visual artist who does like a lot of 3D work, but also 3D printing works. So.
True. I feel like they had a really cool exhibition in Otipoti maybe a couple years ago that I just... Their name is in my head for some reason. I think they went to Blue Oyster Art Space, which is a really, really cool art space.
Yeah, I think they did a residency there.
Yes, that makes sense. Now, you previously went by Fong, but since Halloween, I noticed you've added Mercury to the name. Where did that name come from, and why not, Neptune, Uranus, Jupiter, Mars, so on and so forth?
I mean, on one hand, it was just my handle already, and I don't really remember where it came from, but to give that answer a bit more substance, I've been thinking a lot about developing like an alter ego or a persona for the project as a way to kind of, I guess, provide a bit of separation between myself and the music that I do, to, I guess, on the one hand, give myself permission to explore more and not feel so like hung up about decisions that I make, and it gives me like the chance to play around and have fun with things, and that's also fun pretending to be someone else that's also yourself. I don't know.
You are quite literally separating the art from the artist. See, I thought because the video for Heaving, it features a lot of themes of transformation, and I was thinking Mercury retrograde could be that kind of astrology type stuff.
My Instagram handle, it used to be Mercury Gatorade, which is really dumb. and then I took a break from Instagram and came back, and I was too lazy to change it. Anyways, this is a dumb story, but that's how it stuck. And then my name Fong, which is part of my middle name, I just tacked on to the end of that. Mm-hmm. And then it became, I guess, just a new persona, which I guess is a transformation. Yeah,
for sure, man. The video in question spends a lot of time in TK Barbecue Buffet and Karaoke Bar, which is a bit of a legendary spot. I lived in Wellington for 4 months, and I spent one great evening there with some very, very new friends, so all very lovely people. Does that place have a very special place in your heart?
It really does. Oh, my God. I've spent many a night there. Strange nights with new people. Beautiful nights with old friends, a lot of memories, and I just love how sticky and seedy the place is.
A cheap booze as well, which I really like.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that. This is kind of an obvious question, but I must ask, what are your go-to karaoke tracks?
Oh, that is so hard. I'm a bit of a... Okay, the last time I did karaoke... I did do Avril Lavigne, I'm With You, which is just a really good ballad to go off of. My friends and I have been really into, as of recently, just singing bad songs. Creed, Cher.
And I'm 6 feet down. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. I kind of respect Creed a little bit just for that. Just for how themselves they are, you know. They are Creed. I really appreciate that.
Unashamedly,
Unashamedly, unabashedly, which is the best thing any kind of artist can be. I really love the beat, doing the Bee Gees at karaoke. That's my go-to.
Oh, yeah.
Reaching to that upper register. It's real fun. Now, the video, in terms of an aesthetic kind of sense, it's like kind of a 90s corporate fever dream, and it goes between you falling asleep behind a work desktop and dazing at a corporate work do at TK Barbecue, which is then cut between your co-workers and some spooky fashionable goths, and then there's even more dazing as you envision yourself in a variety of very cool, like slick black outfits in front of a beachy karaoke backdrop. And I kind of want to talk about the autobiographical nature of the video, as you've spent the last 8 years in an office job, right? So this is quite a self-told story.
I guess this is just like a representation of a feeling that I've had. So I've been working full time in an office for the last 8 years, living the corporate life, and also studying part time towards a law degree, which I'm like 3 weeks away from finishing
after
like 8 years of just weirdness and corporate life. And then I guess so that's represented by the obvious corporate office girl character in the video, and then the karaoke kind of fever dream is a representation of like me thinking about what do I really want to do in my life, what are my aspirations now that I've reached this kind of ending with school, what am I thinking about for the future. Karaoke dreaming.
And that's a good way to wrap up a degree, you know.
Do a degree and then don't pursue it.
There's some really cool like fits in this thing, whether it's the kind of like corporate thing you open with, or that like black puffer jacket outfit with the earmuffs and the white sunglasses. Where do you get a lot of your clothes from?
I have to say that probably 90% of my clothing is made by one of my besties, Julia Palm, also known as J Palm, who's a local New Zealand designer who also is from or used to live in Otipoti back in the day. So so some people might know her. But yeah, like she does, she focuses on slow capsule fashion, and it's goth punk inspired.
Mean. Well, it's awesome. I love the stays. I love the stays. I don't know if you've seen, but your video has 12,000 views already.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking right now. 12,088, according to YouTube.
I don't know how to respond to that.
That's pretty crazy. 3 hours and 12,000 views. That's nuts. This is a really, really exciting foray into getting back into your visual stuff. Are you working on some new music at the moment, or are you going to take a break? I mean, you did release an album earlier this year, so what are you thinking?
So I am working on some new music. I recently got some CNZ funding towards the development of some more music, and I'm kind of going back to... So I used to have a project called Little Phoenix, and it was about... like a lot more electronic and like shimmery synth, so maybe going back to like a slicker, more electronic sound, and working towards a release of something hopefully next year. Cool. I also recently signed with a label based in Antwerp, so we're developing something.
Me?
There's no specific timeline, but there's something in the works.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to whatever it might be. I only have one last question, and that is, what are your New Year's Eve plans? I've been trying to ask as many people as possible, and it sounds like some people have some really, really awesome stuff in stock. Will you be paying TK Barbecue a visit on New Year's?
Oh, my God. Probably not. What I normally do is just hang out with my dearest, closest friends, and we go to someone's house and... probably drink a little bit and just have a nice intimate time.
Mean. Oh, that sounds delightful. Yeah. Those are my plans as well. thank you very much for coming on the program. I really wish you all the best for the new project and becoming a lawyer. That's just so cool. Do you have any final thoughts, words, considerations for our lovely audience?
I'm just, thanks so much, Zach, for having me on. It's really nice to talk to you and also just share my inner thoughts with you and everyone else. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I appreciate that, man. I'm very, very happy to have you on, and hopefully we'll have you again when there's more stuff to report on. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on, man. Take care.
Cheers. Thanks.
Cheers, man. That was Mercury Fong, folks. Lucy, I should say, aka Mercury Fong. We're talking to them about their new video for the track Heaving, which came off their album Archive for Humble Stones. Here is Heaving by Mercury Fong. After that, we may have another song, and then we'll wrap up the program. You are indeed listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.